This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's about time to hit the roads for holiday travel once again, if you're going even a long distance or even a short distance away. And state police and local law enforcement will be out looking for perhaps, let's say, bad driving habits once again. So I thought we'd talk about that with Illinois State Police District 7 Safety Education Officer Trooper Jason Wilson, who's on the line with me right now. Trooper Wilson, thanks as always for your time.
Well, thank you, Will. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. I don't know about you, but I'm in no way, shape, or form ready for Christmas at this point, so I don't know that I'm even thinking about driving anywhere at this point, but it is that time, isn't it?
It is that time, and it's the most wonderful time of the year. That's what they tell us, right?
I heard that somewhere.
Well, it's apparently gotten a few people in America into the holiday spirit because, according to AAA, they're estimating 107 million travelers through the holiday season from December 22nd through the end of the year.
Wow.
What should really put that in context to everybody is that's basically one-third of America's population is going to be mobilized throughout the holiday season. So we might want to recognize that right off the bat. The roads are going to be crowded. There's going to be tension among the drivers. We all need to take a step back. We need to take a breath and remember that everybody's just trying to go see someone they love. Please make sure that you're paying attention to the road. Scan ahead of you. Put your phone down. Put your seatbelt on. Obey the speed limit. And absolutely, positively, do not get behind the wheel under the influence of alcohol or some type of drug.
I know I've probably asked this other times when we've talked about driving around certain times of year, but what's the biggest problem? Are people in a hurry, or is it distracted driving, or is it a combination of all those? Is there one thing you see more this time of year than others, perhaps?
Well, the four things that I just listed were they're called the fatal four.
Yeah,
those are the contributory causes to most fatal crashes. And rarely is it just one of those. Usually it's a multiple things happening at one time. And kind of how you said it was, were they distracted? Were they in a hurry? Usually the two kind of go hand in hand. Especially with this time of year, people are going to have multiple obligations that they're going to have to get to. So they're going to be distracted. They're going to be thinking about where they need to go and what they need to do once they get there. We need to all kind of step back and remember, let's pay attention to getting there first.
Mm-hmm.
You get there safely. Don't worry about trying to race somebody else there. That's what's amazing about driving is it's not a matter of getting there first. If you make it safe, you win, period. There's no prize other than the fact that you get to spend the rest of your day doing whatever you want. That's all it comes down to. So everybody just needs to take a breath, relax a little bit, make sure that you are driving responsibly behind the wheel. If you do see someone that is driving recklessly, please let us know, 911. We want the vehicle location. We want the direction they're going and the description of the vehicle so that we can try to get someone out there to address that, because aggressive drivers, especially with 107 million people out there, is going to be just that much more of a recipe for disaster.
I know we tend to hear about things like special patrols and things like that, especially maybe during the late night or overnight hours. But is that the time you see the most problems? Or I imagine it's really any time of day, but does one time dominate over another?
Well, there's two parts to that. One, when you have just a massive volume of traffic on the roadway,
mm-hmm.
That's going to be one issue. The other is the traditional time that under the influence drivers hit the road. So that's why you kind of see a combination of both now. We have troopers that are actually on special patrols to address speeding. We're going to have other details specifically for distracted driving. And then obviously we have the ones for anybody that's under the influence. So they're going to take place more than likely during their respective times. So like the DUI drivers, initiatives are going to be more towards the evening hours, early morning hours, and then the speeding and the distracted driving are going to be during the daylight hours, because that's when the majority of traffic is going to be out.
There have been, as it seems like there have been in this year statewide, a considerable number of traffic fatalities already. In this area, are we seeing a lot of that? I know, unfortunately, we just saw a fatality here near, I think it might have been close to Andover last week, but are we getting the message across, I guess, for the most part, is what I'm wondering?
We're trying, but with that said, we still, at this moment, are at 1,042 fatal crashes.
Wow.
As of this morning. So, unfortunately, we've broken that 1,000 fatality ceiling that we try to avoid every year, and we still have the busiest part of the year, part of the travel coming up. That's a stark reminder to everyone what the consequences really are when people are irresponsible behind the wheel. Once again, most of these crashes, we don't call them accidents, we call them crashes for a reason. There's usually somebody that's at fault for these crashes because they've decided to either speed, get under the influence, they're not paying attention to the road because they're paying attention to their phone or something else in the vehicle, or they're, unfortunately, after any of those things cause the crash, the majority of the time they're also not wearing a seatbelt. And that's when we see our biggest injuries, and most of our fatals are from that small population of people that aren't wearing their seatbelts.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I tend to think that maybe the at least the part of the message in terms of seatbelts might be getting across a little more, especially as it's become more the law that passengers, both in the front and back seats of vehicles, have to buckle up now too.
Yes, in a way that is correct, because what we're seeing is that there is almost a 96% compliance rate. That means almost 96% of all occupants in a vehicle are wearing seatbelts throughout the state of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
But with that said, 40% of our fatals are people that are not wearing seatbelts. So when only 4% of the population are making up 40% of the fatal crashes, that should really tell people something about the effectiveness of actually putting that seatbelt on.
Mm-hmm. Maybe one final question here before we wrap up. Talk about those extra patrols. I know in a lot of cases you're working with local law enforcement to get those patrols done too, correct?
Yes, there are multiple law enforcement agencies. It's the holiday push, so it's not just going to be the Illinois State Police that are out there. There are grant money has been set aside for local law enforcement as well, so you're going to be looking at county deputies and local police officers from the local PDs that are also going to be out there in full force.
Okay. Trooper Wilson, anything I'm forgetting about this that you want to tell our audience this evening?
We just want to make sure that everybody gets to where they need to go safely, and we want to make sure that the drivers behind the wheels are responsible. Past that, we want everybody to have a very safe and happy holiday season.
And a very happy holiday to you and everyone in all the troopers in District 7 as well. State Police Safety Education Officer for District 7, Trooper Jason Wilson, thanks so much for your time as always. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it too, sir.
Stay tuned. We'll have sports and more coming up as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.